Amen. I'd ask you to turn with me this evening in God's precious word to the book of the Acts of the Apostles, and to the chapter 15. The book of the Acts and to the chapter 15. Moving down that chapter to really the final section, and we're going to commence our reading tonight at verse 36. Acts chapter 15 and the verse 36, and we'll just read to the end of the chapter a short portion of God's word. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, "Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they do." And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed on to Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. Amen. We'll end there at verse 41 at the end of the chapter. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts this evening. Draw your attention to the words found in verse 36 where we commenced our Bible reading tonight. It says, "And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they do." And particularly those words from the Apostle Paul when he said, "Let us go again." And the title of the message this evening is "Going Again for God." Going again for God. The Apostle Paul completed three missionary journeys in all. And he also added to that his journey to Rome. Paul's first missionary journey began in Acts chapter 13. And you may recall from that chapter how the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Paul and Barnabas." And they were going to be sent forth by the church on that first missionary journey. But they were not only sent forth by the church, they were sent forth, perhaps more importantly, by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit sent them forth on that first missionary journey. And they started off from Antioch, and they traveled to various places preaching the message of the gospel. They traveled over into Cyprus, and then they sailed on to Asia Minor, and there they went through various locations and various cities. There were great times of blessing. Many souls were being saved and added onto the church. The Lord was blessing their labors, but it was not easy. They also faced great opposition, and they were met at times with grave danger. They were persecuted as a result of their labors for the Lord, and that resulted in them being expelled out of Pisidia. They faced opposition at Iconium. They were threatened there with stoning, and they had to flee to Lystra and to Derbe. And it was there that the opposition intensified, and they laid hands on the Apostle Paul, and they took him outside of the city, and they stoned him, and they left him for dead. They left him thinking he was dead or dying. You read in God's word how The disciples gathered around the Apostle Paul, and it seems that there was a great miracle there of healing where the Lord must have touched him, and Paul immediately stood up, and he was able to take on again the work of the Lord, and he was able to carry on with that work. Eventually, that missionary group would return to Antioch, where they had started from in the first place. They have gone the full circuit, and they're back at Antioch, where they started out. Now, if you were to glance into the previous chapter, chapter 14, and down there to the verse 26, it's telling us there just of how they were coming to the end of that first missionary journey with all that it entailed. It says, "And thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work." And then those last words in verse 26 are really the words I want to highlight there. It says, "To the work which they fulfilled." They fulfilled the work. The Holy Spirit and the church had sent them forth to do a work, and they completed that work, and they finished that work, and they fulfilled that work, and they've come right back there to Antioch. They're able to tell the others of their missionary endeavors, able to report of what the Lord had done in them and through them. They fulfilled that work. Now, that's a great commendation to be placed upon them and upon their labors, fulfilling the work. And you notice, whenever you then come to chapter 15, and we commenced in verse 36, but verse 35, it tells us there, Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And so their first missionary journey has been completed, and they fulfilled the work that they set out to do. They fulfilled their calling in the gospel. And now they're back at Antioch. They continue to preach the word and to teach the followers of the Lord there in Antioch. Then we come to our text of scripture tonight, verse 36. And it commences with those words, "and some days after." And we don't know how many days that was. It doesn't specify what the period of time was between them fulfilling that first missionary journey and coming to this point in verse 36 where Paul is turning to Barnabas after some days. And Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go again. Let us go again." They're challenging words. Whenever I read them this week, they challenged my heart. Let us go again. The thought tonight is going again for God. And firstly, from these words, I want you to consider the desire to go again. The desire to go again. We have to admire Paul. When you think of what he had faced and what he had gone through, the opposition, having to flee for their lives, and Paul the Apostle even being taken, being physically stoned and left for dead, we have to admire his desire here. He said, "Let us go again." Given what he endured there, it shows the willingness that he had. It shows what a submissive heart he had. It shows the tremendous zeal and enthusiasm that he had for the work of God, that he would turn to Barnabas and say, "Let us go again." You'd have thought Paul might have come to the point there at Antioch where he could have said, "Well, we have been on an extensive missionary journey there, and we've returned back to Antioch, and there's plenty of work for us here to get on with. We're preaching and we're teaching the word of God." But Paul can't contain himself. You see, the end of verse 35 there said, with many others. There's plenty at Antioch. Paul's thinking of those places that he has been on his missionary endeavors, those people that he has seen saved, those souls that have been converted, and those churches that have been established, and how they would have been fledgling works. And the Apostle Paul is saying, we need to get back to them. The desire that he had to go again. There was a burning desire within his heart to reach out to souls and to see the church being established and built up to the glory of God. And notice he doesn't say, let me go again. No, Paul was a team player. Paul said, let us go. Plural. It wasn't a one-man ministry. The Apostle Paul would have known that only too well. He needed to have the team. Oh, it was a team work. And he needed to work with the others that were in that team. And he's saying there, by way of appeal to them, let us go. Every servant of the Lord knows that they need others to support them in the work of the Lord. There should be no independency in that sense. No, we ought to see that we're laborers together with God. And we all need that support prayerfully and practically. You need that backup. And therefore, we can see in the desire of the Apostle Paul here, there's a commendation. We have to commend him for his desire. But there's a challenge in this desire as well. Challenge even for us tonight in our service for the Lord. Let us go again. You see, it's possible in the work of the Lord to get discouraged. It's possible to get downhearted. It's possible to be met with disappointment. And sometimes you may feel even like giving up the work. And you need that word, that challenge that comes through the desire of the Apostle Paul when he says, let us go again. And in whatever capacity you would seek to labor for the Lord, it might even be within the family circle, might be within the Sabbath school, the children's work, the youth work, or outreach work, and you can become weary. Weary in the work. And your faith at times can faint. The challenge is, let us go again. Let us go again. Maybe it's a challenge for prayer, to continue faithful in the place of prayer. Maybe praying for an individual and prayed for them for many's a long day and things don't seem to change, at least not for the better. They may change and seem to be getting worse. The devil would say, there's no point. No point in praying anymore. The devil would say, there's no point in you going out to the Tuesday night prayer meeting. But the challenge from God's word this evening is, let us go again. Let us go again. Do you remember Elijah's servant there, at the top of Mount Carmel? Elijah was on his knees praying, and he was praying for rain, 1 Kings 18. And he said to his servant, go and look, see if there are any clouds. See if there's any sign of an answer to prayer. And the servant came back to Elijah and he said, there is nothing. There's nothing. You know what Elijah said? Go again. And he came back another time and Elijah asked him, was there any sign? And he said, there is nothing. And it tells us in 1 Kings 18 that seven times he returned. Seven times. Six of those times he had to say, there is nothing. But then he saw a little cloud, just the size of a man's hand. Of course, it would grow and overspread the heavens, and there would be the sound of abundance of rain, but the application is the servant has to go again and again and again. And oh, that we could get the force of those words from the lips of the Apostle Paul. And it doesn't matter how many times you have gone before. May we have that desire to go again. And Paul says, let us go again. And there we commend them for that desire. We see the challenge in that desire. And there's compassion in this desire. Because when you look to verse 36 again, why was he wanting to go? Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. Now there's the pastor's heart. Wants to visit the brethren. Wants to visit the churches. And he's going there to see how they do. Just to see how God's people are getting on. Do you see the concern, the compassion and the care that was in the heart of the Apostle Paul? He had a love for God's people, and he desired there just to see how they were doing. And so for that, we have to say, let us go again. Let us have compassion and care in our hearts for God's people, for the church of Jesus Christ. Let us go again. And so we can see the desire to go again. But I want you to notice, secondly, the difficulties in going again. If you look there in the Bible reading at verse 37, it says, and Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And in those two verses, you have a disagreement between the two men. A disagreement between Barnabas and Paul. Disagreement between two men of God. In fact, we would say tonight, two of the most godly men that you could ever meet. The Apostle Paul and Barnabas. And yet, in this portion, we find that they had quite a serious fallout. It's sad whenever that happens, isn't it? Two who are in the work of the Lord, two who had been so close. These were the men who were together on the first missionary journey that we just gave a very brief outline summary of. The men who labored together and saw souls saved and saw the church being built up and being established. Men who had been through many scrapes and round many corners together. Now they're at odds with one another. It's over John Mark. John Mark had started out with them on the first missionary journey, and they hadn't got very far into that journey when it tells us, and it doesn't give the reason why. But John Mark departed from them. He turned back and he went home. And when it comes now to the second missionary journey, Barnabas is saying, well, Paul, let's take John Mark with us. And Paul's saying, no, that's not a good idea to take John Mark. He came with us the first time and he departed from us. We'll not take him. And so the dispute and the disagreement, it's around here whether or not they would take John Mark with them. You look at verse 39. It says, and the contention was so sharp between them. And so there's no resolving this disagreement. The contention here is very sharp to the extent that verse 39 goes on to tell us that the two men would depart asunder one from the other. And so the contention, the disagreement was so sharp that they actually separated the one from the other and they went in the opposite direction to one another. It's very sad to witness that. But I draw your attention to it this evening just to highlight the fact that difficulties will always arise in the work of the Lord. They arose here in the days of the New Testament, in the days of the Apostle Paul and Barnabas. And there have always been difficulties in the work right down through the generations. And whenever you seek to do a work for the Lord and you seek to go again for the Lord, expect the difficulties. And sometimes those difficulties arise from the most unlikely of places. Who would ever have thought it? The two men of God, the two missionaries, Paul and Barnabas, would depart asunder, the one from the other. If you have been involved to any degree in the work of the Lord, you'll know it only too well, how it happens. It's not easy, the work of the Lord. It's fraught with difficulty. There can be disagreements at times. There can be opposition. There can be the issues and difficulties of administration and management. It's enough to make anyone give up altogether. The apostle says, let us go again. You have to press on. You have to press on through those difficulties. And so we thought about the desire to go again for God and the difficulties in going again for God, but just very quickly, the determination to go again for God. You look down to the verse 40 of our Bible reading, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. And so we have to say here, no matter what the difficulties, the hindrances, the hurdles that all presented themselves before the Apostle Paul, he's determined to go. He's going to overcome those difficulties. And thank God he did go. The Apostle Paul said, let us go again, and he did go again. Barnabas went in another direction, and he went with John Mark. We don't read anything of the outcome there. But the Apostle Paul, along with Silas, he now goes. And if he hadn't have gone, there'd be no Acts chapter 16. There'd be no chapter 17. There'd be no chapter 18. Those are the chapters that outline the details of the second missionary journey. Just think of Acts 16. There was the damsel. The apostle meets her, that spirit of divination, and that damsel is delivered. And you think of Lydia there at Philippi by the river's side, whose heart the Lord opened. And you think of the Philippian jailer and his family. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And you think of the establishing and the confirming of the various churches and the works. And the Apostle Paul was determined to go, and thank God he went. God blessed his labors. God blessed them mightily. The example is there before us tonight. Let us go again. Not easy to go again. I read of the missionaries Jim and Elizabeth Elliot. They were missionaries to Ecuador. They were seeking to reach the Awka tribe. And Jim Elliot and four others with him were killed by the very tribe that they were trying to reach. And after her husband's death, Elizabeth Elliot determined that she would go again. And she went and she labored and served the Lord amongst the tribe that was responsible for killing her husband. Let us go again. May the Lord bring these words with force and with power to our hearts this evening. We'll sing a couple of verses of a hymn together. before we come to our season of prayer. And it's the hymn 670. The hymn 670.